This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you! Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, with Macca and Todd. Who's our next guest, Todd?
Our next guest is a member of the Pacific X community, Miss Catalina. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you, David and Todd? Troublemaker.
Oh, who's the troublemaker? Todd's the troublemaker. I'm not.
David.
I'm not.
I love when people call him David.
David, that's right. You're channeling my mother.
Now, Ms. Catalina, tell us a little bit about you and how you fit into the fold of the Pacific X community.
I'm not really part of the committee, but I'm just one of the members of Pacific X, which is like the Polynesian Pacifica LGBT group mm-hmm. here in Victoria. And so we just basically get together once in a while and connect with each other and, just do community stuff for each other and for other people and advocate for other people. Yeah, so it's the first.
It is the first and the only here in Victoria, which is very exciting to see this community emerge. But with the emergence of this community, there are issues that we're hearing or issues that are intercultural. I was wondering if you can just tell us a little bit about some of the issues that are facing the Pacific X community today.
I think the main issue... Are you talking about as in for the LGBT or just in general?
I think both. I mean, we're all part of different communities, and sometimes, the community we're part of is much bigger than us. Mm. So really, I suppose that, what does Pacific X mean to you?
It's a connection. Like you are able. It's about representation. Mm. When you don't see it, in most places, and you want to connect, to a group or a group of people, Pacific X is. That's how we connect for Polynesian people because we don't have a lot of platforms, and we also don't feel like we fit into a lot of these spaces and platforms. So even with our own Pacifica and Polynesian community, we don't feel that we fit in. So
despite having a quite a rich history, you have the Whawhawhenyeng and the Takatapuis, there is a rich cultural diversity of LGBTQ plus people within those communities, but it seems that colonization has reared its ugly head once again to prevent people from connecting in that way. What opportunities do the Pacific X community have around being able to talk openly with community or family about some of the things that are facing them?
Yeah, so we have this thing, it's called Talanoa, which is like a group discussion meeting kind of thing, where we all get together, whether it's through Zoom or it's face-to-face, and we get together and we just speak about each other's experiences. Sometimes there's a topic that we pick and that's heavy on our mind and we just talk about it. And sometimes we just share about, because some of us don't know the meaning of the term Whawhawhenyeng, which is a broader term. Most people think it means, trans woman, but it doesn't actually. I mean, if you break it down, it kind of sounds like it, but it's actually a broader term. It includes you know, gay people and also trans people. So it's the one term that we use. It's like the acronym for LGBT kind of thing. Yeah, so everyone's included in that.
Now, there's an event coming up called the This Is Me Fashion, and it's a charity event. Tell us about that.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. So This Is Me is a fashion charity event that's going to be held in Collingwood Town Hall. And it's basically a fashion show, but it's, and the reason why it's brought up because it came about is because it's challenging the sexist narratives of female beauty. So it's kind of like trying to decolonize and reform what it means to be beautiful, because everyone is beautiful in their own way. And I think when you look at mainstream fashion and magazines, it kind of makes you feel that we're not beautiful actually are.
Now, Maka, you'll know, you are beautiful to me, Maka.
I don't know quite how to deal with that. I'm called lots of things, but, rarely yeah. that. Show some respect
we're
to your elder.
That's right. Yes.
We're all supermodels.
Some better than others.
Yes. Now, Bent Spoon. Tell me about Bent Spoon.
The Bent Spoon is, I host the Bent Spoon is the multicultural cooking show. That's
actually, I think you stole my award.
Macca.
What award was this?
I think volunteer. I think you stole my award.
See, this
you
is,
would have been in a different category.
Yeah,
different, on your own.
On your own. This is a cooking show, Macca.
You had your own cooking catalogue, right, a category.
Terps and Tucker, we'd call it.
Yeah, so I host the Bent Spoon, and it's a beautiful, unique kind of cooking show because it's sharing stories and experience, lived experience of the multicultural, LGBT, multicultural communities, and bringing us together and sharing it with everybody. And everyone can relate and connect to these stories and the beautiful stories as well. And the food is amazing. I don't know which one is better, the food or the stories.
Well, it's
they're both amazing.
There you go. And so that connection around food and around story and sitting in place, I think, is really important, particularly if I bring back in our first guest, Julianne, about the fabric of the nation and the search for the soul. You know, multicultural Australia as well as Pacific communities, you know, we often forget that Australia is in the Pacific. Oh, hello.
Yes.
Here we are. Yes. And have been for so long, but you know the Pacific community has really grown, grown recently and over the last couple of decades. And we know that there's a little funny statistic, which is there's more Maori people in Australia than there are in New Zealand, which is really fascinating.
And Bondi, as they say.
Well, how they get to Bondi?
No, I'm stereotyping.
Yeah,
I'm allowed to do that.
But you know there is a real broad community. Much. So how do we how do we ensure that that community is you know is emerging well and that the issues that they're facing them are being responded to by government or by other community organisations?
We need to be vocal. People need to. Everyone needs to. You know, as much as we say that the broader community needs to give us, you know, give us spaces and give us a platform or pass the mic. We also have a responsibility in putting our hands up and volunteering and being out there unless we're not going to grow.
Yeah. And now there's recently in Sydney, one of the local councils has approved a marae to be built in Sydney, which I think is very awkward and weird because a marae is all about connection to land and culture through Māori culture. But it's being built in Sydney on already stolen land. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I was raised by my auntie who is half Samoan, half Māori. So I grew up in Māori culture. You went to kindergarten and they taught Māori language there. So I know a lot about the Māori culture and especially the marae. So marae is like, it's more sacred than a church. So that's how I was raised. So it's when I say more sacred in the church, it's like you can't take a Marae and build it into another country. Like that doesn't even make any sense. Because it's like, it's more sacred than a grave. Like it's like taking a graveyard and moving it. That doesn't make sense. You take the body, but you can't take the actual grave, you know, everything, you know, it just doesn't make any sense. Personally, I don't agree with it at all.
Now, community are...
I'm going to get lots of hate mail.
And that's... but community are outraged by this. And particularly in Sydney.
So whose idea was it?
Look, they tried to do it a few decades ago and lost a couple of decades ago and lost it. And then they've read it. They, you know, they've brought the conversation back. And
but
it
is, who?
It's a community in Sydney. It's a Māori community in Sydney that want to do it. And,
okay.
And it's like, where's the respect for First Nations people? Like, where are they? I doubt it that, there's any First Nations people communities that even approve this.
No, and that speaks to the relationship that those communities have with local government. Is if their issue, you know, if self determination isn't being adhered to, I don't know how a Marae got approved to be built in Sydney.
Doesn't
sound right to me.
I'm going to have a look into this. Good. Yeah, we'll get Macca onto that.
I'm going to have a look into this.
And all of his beauty.
That's right. It's the end of it.
Are you going to put an end to it, David?
Oh, look, you know, it just sounds a bit dodgy to me. Like a bit, you know.
You know, the other argument is people are going to say, then what about churches? They can build, you know, the mosque here. They can build all this other stuff here.
Yeah, but that's different.
You know, that's the...
It's a place of worship, not remembrance. Well, you know, like there's a difference.
Like I said, it's like taking a whole graveyard and moving it to another country. That doesn't make sense. Yeah, nobody would do that.
Yeah. Now, Miss Catalina, are you going to be on the dance floor tonight at the Multicultural Gala Dinner?
No, unfortunately, I can't make it because I have something else important to do.
Oh, something else that's more important.
Sorry, busy, busy woman. Okay.
Well, we'll get.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll hear reports. We've got a whole cabal of people that are going to keep Todd in order. So,
I'm sure we'll hear it if he's out of line. We'll hear it first thing tomorrow morning.
It's a cabal and not a harangue.
A cabal. Look, we've run out of time, unfortunately. Thanks for giving us your time today and answering a few questions for me because I wasn't sure about some of this. So there we go.
Thank you. It'd be my pleasure.
Wherever you're going tonight that's more important than seeing Todd, I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you so much. You both have a wonderful day.
And cheers. Cheers.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.